We're now joined by the head wrestling coach out at Trenton High School in Charlie Bacon. A couple of different meets to talk about here today. Trenton was at Lexington for a tournament on Saturday and then wrestled a couple of different opponents last night in a, I think it was a triangular down at Lathrop High School. Triangular or quadrangular? I'm going to go grab that story here, Coach. But were there four teams or three teams last night?
It was a quad last night.
It was a quad. Your team is obviously showing improvement, and in showing improvement, you've won a couple, you've lost a couple, but just about everybody that you wrestle head-to-head, it's a really close competitive duel.
Yeah, it is. We're not out in any duel, that's for sure. And, you know, we went down to Lexington and went 2-2 in dual action there, and a couple of those matches I thought could have went really either way. We had some really close matches within those duels, and those duel scores were really close. In last night's action, we had three close duels. You know, Lathrop beat us 48-28, and that's just you turn two of those matches around, and that wins the duel for us. So we're right on the cusp.
Yeah, that's the same sense I get, that you've made the improvement. And now there's just probably that, maybe, you know, you could probably say one step, maybe it's two steps, and if you can complete those steps, you're going to be winning a lot of those matches that right now are, say, like 36-32 sort of losses. What do you feel like those steps are for the boys to take that next level here going into January?
I think setting small goals for ourselves. You know, in a duel, every point counts, and I think some of our younger kids still don't, or maybe our inexperienced kids don't quite grasp that yet. Like a pin is worth 6 points versus, you know, just a regular decision or a major decision. And I think it's important for our kids to know how big of a deal it is to go out and get pins. I think that's probably one of the bigger things. You know, like in Marceline last night, we won 42-27 in that duel. And you look through there, there were a lot of pins. And that's one thing that's going to boost our team score up a lot.
As far as, you know, rival schools, I guess, for lack of a better word, you know, you did better against Gallatin the first time around, and it won't be the first time you see Gallatin, so you'll see them again, certainly. But able to kind of flip the script in head-to-head duels against Brookfield and Marceline, that's big for your program.
It is, yeah. And Brookfield and Marceline, they're notorious for having good wrestlers, and if we can keep up at the same rate that we have been, hopefully we'll be beating them for quite a few years down the road. But, yeah, it felt pretty good this year to avenge those losses.
Comes from a wrestling family, Coach, and it's nice to have a kid in that smaller weight at 106. But what a start for Hunter McAtee this season. He's been great for your team.
Oh, man, yeah. Hunter McAtee is he's one of the top kids in the state right now, and he's only lost one match. I think his record's maybe 12-1 or 14-1, but he's definitely a contender, and he's put in the time in the off season and went to freestyle tournaments throughout the off season, and it shows because he's usually the best 106-pounder out on the mat.
To me, it's encouraging, too, because you have names that, you know, they're kind of new names, but they're also names, they're either new to the program or they're trying to make that move up to us, you know, to getting to the state tournament this year. But so you got Hunter McAtee, you got Bryce Gibbler and Caleb Johnson. They all went 4-0 on Saturday. And some of your more established guys, the Caden Owens and the Mark Trumps, they go 3-1. And, you know, certainly level of competition plays into that, too. But to me, that's a great sign that you got these new kids that are in the program and they're making waves. And you have the other guys who are maybe wrestling a little bit tougher competition, but they're going to be there at the end of the season, too.
Yeah, I think there's a solid group of about eight kids that are just consistently putting together wins for us. And if they keep that up and even improve on that, because don't get me wrong, we do have some room to improve, but if we do that by the end of the season, we may be bringing about eight kids down to the state tournament or maybe even more. Who knows? But it's a really good sign.
If, you know, a state championship is way, way out there as far as, you know, you want to get kids into state. But one of the issues is if you want to battle in the top you know, 6 or 8 teams that are down there at the state tournament. We'll just go with that number. You got to get double figures down there as far as individual you know, kids getting into the state tournament, right, Coach?
Yeah, the more kids, the better. And, you know, it's tough. It's always been tough for us because we come from a tough district. And we, if you make it through our district, sometimes that determines whether or not you're going to get a medal at the state tournament or not. But if we can just get the kids down there, and then even if you don't have a state medalist, if they go in and win a couple of matches at least and score some team points, that's what all of the good teams have in common in the state tournament.
So do you have a team, because you made the comment last night that you started slow against Lathrop, you lost 48-28, and as the guys kind of got warmed up, they improved. Has that been something that you generally see from this group, Coach? Does your team kind of get better as they get more competition, or was it just kind of one of those Tuesday night deals where it just was a slow start against the Mules?
Well, it was kind of the same way. It's hard to say. It seems like we're not getting warmed up the correct way, and that's something that needs to be addressed, because we just looked, in that first duel, we just looked cold. We didn't look ready to wrestle, and, you know, that's got to change if we're going to beat a team like Lathrop, or if we're going against any team for that matter. But that was kind of the trend. Maybe a little bit on Saturday in Lexington as well. So it's definitely something we got to turn around.
Well, and big picture here too, and I'm looking at districts or even the GRC tournament for that matter. If you end up on the wrong side of the bracket, A, your chances of winning a championship are gone, but B, it gets very difficult to wrestle back out of the wrestle backs when you end up in that scenario.
Yeah, it is, and you've got to win quite a few matches to come back from that. And so if you have a slow, you can't afford a slow start in that part of the season, and hopefully that's a lesson we're learning right now instead of when it really counts.
So I mentioned how Hunter's just off to a great start as a Bulldog, and we know what Mark Trump can do on the wrestling mat, and as far as, you know, having a really dominant good night, Mark had that for you last night, Coach. He was very good down at Lathrop.
Yeah, Mark wrestled in particular. He had a really good kid from Lathrop last night to start us off. He was one that did look pretty good in that duel. And he came out and hit a single leg and put a few things together and got the pin for us, I believe, in the first period. Mark locked up a cradle, and he's getting more confident on his feet. You know, last year he had a lot of problems scoring from his feet. He was pretty good defensively, but I think he's starting to put some things together.
Yeah, Mark, too, I know kids get bigger and stronger as they get older, but I thought, you know, he was on dog bites out at Hy-Vee numerous times during the football season, and, you know, there's a kid that, you know, he passes the eye test when it comes to either a football player or a wrestler. He's just a big and strong kid, and I just thought immediately, just kind of watching him, that he's going to be a really dominant force for your wrestling team this year.
Yeah, he definitely does pass the eye test, because he looks like a wrestler. You can tell, whatever you look at him, he's a stout kid, and that comes through in his wrestling a lot too. Sometimes he relies a little too much on that, but it's always there to help him out for sure.
You know, it's one of the things with having kind of a new program, and this goes for all the programs in the state, is that, you know, girls are kind of getting their feet wet, so to speak, on the wrestling mat. There's a lot of forfeits, but in the matches that are being wrestled, whether it be Libby or Allison or Faith or Kaitlee Lovell, the girls are doing good things for you, Coach.
They are, and I'm excited about it because, you know, they're going to be, in a couple of months, they're going to be down at the district tournament fighting for their chance to go to the state tournament, and that's, you know, something that I've kind of talked to them about a little bit, that they need to start thinking about. But they're doing good, basic, fundamental things correctly, and they're seeing improvement, and they're getting a lot of wins from just doing those simple fundamentals. So I'm excited for all four of them.
Yeah, Libby, Allison, Kaitlee got 2 wins last night. Faith went 1-2, so they all at least got a W coming back home. You got the battle for the at the KD Trail on Friday and Saturday, Coach. You talked about it last week a little bit, but refresh my memory. Where does that send you, and how good is the competition over the weekend?
So it's on the state fairgrounds, and it's their main arena or event center there. And The gates open. Well, actually, wrestling starts at 4 o'clock on Friday night, and then Saturday it starts at 9 o'clock. There's going to be about 40 teams there, so we're going to definitely have to bring our A game. And what I would like to see is at least a top 10 finish for our team.
Yeah, and that when you get that many teams there, not that it's wrestling in Mizzou Arena by any means, but it's kind of it gives that little mini state tournament feel. It kind of gets you revved up for what state's going to be like here in the middle of February.
Yeah, I think I don't know of any Class 1 schools right off the top of my head that aren't going to be there. So, well, there will be a couple, you know, the Whitfields and some of the other private schools. But other than that, they're all going to be down there.
So that'll be down at the State Fairgrounds this weekend. We'll talk with you again in the new year, Coach. This kind of wraps up our wrestling interviews going into Christmas. What's the plan for keeping the boys active and practicing and making sure they spend time with family and friends over the Christmas holiday? What are your thoughts on that 2 weeks between now and then your home try with Carrollton and Maysville on the 9th?
Yeah, I think after this tournament, I think it's important to give them a week off, give them a week to spend with their families, and it's not going to hurt their conditioning or anything like that. And if anything, it's going to recharge their batteries. And after that week's over, we'll come back in the room and hit it harder than we've ever hit it, and we'll be healthy and healed up and ready to go.
Well, the boys and girls, they're heading down to Sedalia this weekend. And as I mentioned, there's going to be a home duel on the 9th of January. That is a Thursday with the Carrollton Trojans and the Maysville Wolverines. Coach, appreciate the time with you as always here on this Wednesday afternoon. Good luck with the trip this weekend. We'll talk to you again in the new year.
Thank you, Tom.